Certainly a great opportunity today as we begin the preparation for San Francisco. Part of this day is devoted where we get to go against one another, and those skills where we get to just have a period where it's just Falcons against Falcons competing. I love that part of Wednesdays and Thursdays that we get to do that. So injury-wise, we're going to hold a few guys today. Offensively, we'll hold Hankerson and Person. Defensively, we're going to hold Alford, Durant, and Moore. All of them will be doing some rehab runs today with the medical staff. So we'll see where we're at tomorrow. The fact that they're all out there participating in some fashion trying to get right says a lot about the toughness they all have. So with that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Yeah, Coach, with their quarterback situation, do you still have to kind of prepare for two guys, for this game?
I think when we've been in these situations before, Led, one of the most important things to remember is let's prepare for the concepts first and the scheme and the overall offense. These guys have a big playbook, and we'll be prepared for any style they want to play. But I think any time you go through that, that's the first thing to look at. Okay, let's look at the offense in general, and then we go back and look at the individual styles of the quarterbacks.
Will it help the defenders that you all have had this situation at least twice this year with the Tennessee and Dallas?
We have, and I think that's the one of the things we want to make sure we continue to stress. Let's prepare for their offense, and that way at the end of the week, all the preparation that we do, it always still comes back to us in the way that we want to play.
Dan, there's a report out of San Francisco that they were going to make a quarterback change last week, but they waited this week for a, quote, weaker Falcons defense. I don't know if you've heard the report, but any comments on hearing that you have a weaker defense?
I had heard it, and what I can say is that we don't allow anybody else to help get us ready. We'll be ready to rock.
Anything else?
Seriously, your secondary and your ability to withstand, injuries if say guys are not able to come back.
We have such confidence and belief in the guys. So in our motto, it's not just, oh, you have to really do a good job, it's your time up. We treat this whole roster like it's a 63-man roster. And if you weren't here, we wouldn't have had that belief and trust in you. So all the guys that are here, we have that belief. Everyone's up, and it's all hands on deck for sure when the injuries happen, which they do. But we're prepared for that. And the guys who, their role increases, it's just an awesome opportunity for them to show how far they're in for the other guys on the team. And that's all of our responsibility on this team, to make sure we're all accountable to each other. And I think that's one of the messages that our team hears loud and clear. Our responsibility is to everyone inside that room. That's who they have to answer to, and I know they work really hard at that, whether you're a backup or a starter, to have that same responsibility to their teammate.
Dan, is there such a thing as bulletin board material in the NFL?
I think there is, for sure, because all of us at some point in time have been affected by, things that are said outside. One of the things that we try to just keep establishing is the people we have to answer to is to our own room and how we play and the style that we play and the attitude that we play with. And I think it's way more meaningful when you're playing for one another, not, some, quotes that are up on the, on the wall. So, yeah, we're aware of them for sure. But at the end of the day, it really comes down to, how hard you want to play for the guys you're with so you can play at your best.
Have you ever put a quote up on the wall at any point as a coach?
I have. Yep, I sure have. I don't think I've made up any, but I have. I'm sure sometime over the last 20-some years, I've definitely put one up. So I've probably grown in that way to know that the connection is really about the guys that you play with and how hard you play.
Coach, how did that make you feel when you read that?
I tried to let it pass right through. I'm not sure, where it came from. So I read it, and okay, on to the next. So when you see those ones, yeah, of course, you have a quick reaction. Then it's like, man, I got way bigger things to worry about than some dude writing something from, I don't even know who it is. Way bigger.
Coach, speaking of defense, any thought to move Vic out a little bit further from where he's playing now, or maybe move him around to get him a cleaner shot in at the quarterback to maybe get him on the ground?
Not right now. We'll play the style that we like to play. Within our system, he does move in and out a lot. So that's not a consideration that we've had. Left and right some for sure, but not wider.
Halfway point, how is he doing rookie year halfway?
I think like a lot of rookies, the good things that have happened, the ones that they've learned from. And I will say this, the one thing that I got a lot of time and respect for him is the amount of time he wants to put into being really good. So although some of the numbers haven't been there for him and for a lot of the other guys as well. So that part is the amount of continuing to keep grind. It's the good shooter that we've missed a few. I got a sense he'll likely get hot.
With defensive ends, a lot of times you look at J.J. Watt, his first 8 games, got 2 sacks as well. It seems like there's a certain point where it kind of just clicks for them. Do you think with Vic, there's that point coming up soon? If so, what do you think he really needs to do to get over that hump?
Yeah, we don't want to press where we're trying things that you know, we're not capable of. And I think sometimes when you have some frustration, you can, oh, I'm going to try, you know, something, you know, totally different than what makes me unique. So we're going to continue to work really hard at the things that make us do our things really well and continue to work our skills so we just keep getting better and better at them. And eventually that's what wins out.
You going inside today?
We will be outside today. We did our walk inside and we'll be outside for practice. We like to go out whenever we have the opt to do that.
You always talk about what a competitor Matt is. Is that something you continue to see, that he's shaking off the mistakes from the past weeks and moving forward?
It's never wavered, you know, in terms of the competitor that he is. And it's from the time, you know, I got here and going against him, I knew, you know, how challenging it is. So that part of it, I was just kept getting more fired up and fired up, knowing what he stands for. The other part of it, like from a teammate standpoint, everybody sees the work and the amount of time and effort that he puts in. So he has that kind of respect around the locker room as well.
Terry Bradshaw said he needed to go back to quarterback camp. Is that a fair thing for him to say?
Yeah, I think that's just his opinion on that. Our team doesn't necessarily, we don't reflect that opinion.
Dan, is there a chance looking at all the film with the turnovers that trying to do too much with the ball, Matt, feet lunging, handoffs, different things that he's just not... Is there an uncomfortableness that can actually lead to mistakes happening?
There can be an uncomfortableness. In this case, I don't think that was where it was not drilled or not practiced. And so for us, we know we're going to be at our best just in terms of the execution. So whether it's more practice, different ops to go through it, we'll be ready. And the amount of work that we put in about the football, I just know that'll swing in terms of the mindset and the effort to go do it.
Is that the system itself, though, that predicates – longer reach handoffs, footwork handoffs a little bit away from where he normally
not is? Not as long as maybe what may have happened on that play. Not that long of a play action. Sometimes a quick play action can be a fake handoff, and then you get right into it. So sometimes when it's a really long one, that's when some trouble can happen. And that was certainly the case on that play with us.
And really trying to create those opportunities, is it more or less just right place, right time, less is more, all that kind of stuff?
I don't think so, because we're trying to create those opportunities. For a really good turnover team, yeah, there's some that, you know, an unforced error happened, you're able to scoop it. But when we're at our best, it's the ones that we're forcing. It's the opportunities to go rip the ball out when you're hitting the quarterback to attack his elbow, when the receiver's in transition, turning to get upfield, and now you're stripping at the ball. Those are the opportunities that we don't want to waste. And so just like you may have, you know, on tape, you might see, man, that was a missed tackle. What we characterized defensively, that was a missed opportunity for a turnover. You had the opportunity to go get it, and you didn't. So we're trying to be really critical of those. So each game we can keep getting better and better at it.
And we don't see and hear everything that happens during a game, but it seems like even when you guys have faced adversity, everybody's kept kind of an even keel on the sideline. Is that the ideal, or do you want to see guys, you know, get fired up and really, you know, get emotional on the sideline when you face that adversity?
I'd say it's probably a combination of both how people deal with stress, you know, and stressful situations. Some people, okay, this is pretty normal for us. And the biggest thing is, how are we handling our situations? We've been in a bunch of 2 minutes already. We've been in some 4 minutes. We've had the short yardage one to stop at the end of the game. We've been into overtime. So I like the fact that we've been in a lot of competitive situations where it's all on the line. And for the most part, everyone's now understanding, I've been in this situation before. I know how to react. I know how to handle it. So I would say we'd be more inclined to, you know, have our mindset based on the guy. You know, each person's, their uniqueness and individuality. I may get all fired up on one scenario where, you know, we're not going to ask our quarterback to go headbutt somebody to get ready. So it just depends on the guy, if that makes sense.
Hey, Dan, how will the schedule change? We talked to the guys going out to the West. I mean, you're leaving on Friday, right? Is that correct?
Yes, we are going to leave on a Friday, and we'll have our practice here. We'll head out there Friday, and then we'll, you know, no meetings that night, and then Saturday morning will be like a typical Saturday here. And we'll have our walkthrough together, go through our practice film. And we love the routine that we go through. So we thought by getting out there a day early, it allows us to have a Saturday routine like we like. So that was, you know, the real decision behind it.
You started your coaching career in San Francisco. What's it like for you going back now as an head coach? Do you have some reminiscing on
that? I have not yet. So thanks for bringing that up. It's a really classy organization, had tons of success. So I was really fortunate to be able to start my career there with some really unique guys, from Bill Walsh to Terry Donahue, a guy by the name of Bill McPherson, and Steve Mariucci and Terry Donahue. There was all these unique guys where I went there and thought I knew some things about football, and I got there and I was like, man, I don't know anything about football. So I've got a lot of fondness because, like all of us, when we had somewhere where we, you know, got a start to get going, but I've played there so many times since then, no other emotions other than just having our team ready to go.
And Dan, all these years in the league, do you find that young guys, if they're going up against a veteran, defensive backs against a veteran wide receiver, or even on the line, do you have to tell young guys that there's a chance you're not going to get benefit of the doubt, the veteran will when it comes to calls, and you better be aware of that?
I haven't discussed that in terms of...
Do you think there's a reality to that?
It's something I'd have to put some thought into. I would say my initial response would be no, thinking that it's called like it is, the play happened like it happens. That would be my initial thought on it. But I hadn't thought, you know, much past that. Most of the time when it's the young player going against the veteran player, you're really trying to make sure you're aware of the tricks that may happen. The little grab, the subtle one that doesn't get the hold, the ability to push off without it getting called. Those are some of the things that you point out from the veteran player who has the experience, know how to act in certain situations, to the new player that's just getting accustomed to that. So I haven't gotten much past that.
Thanks, guys. Oh, go ahead, D-Lo.
Come on, we can't.
Just wait a minute. Get everybody. The red zone numbers, I was just, you know, trying to go through the 19 for 30, then 25 scoring all together. But how many, the numbers look, you know, 63 is sixth in the league. So, the turnovers, are that's the issue there?
Yes. That's really what allows us not to be able to convert into touchdowns when those ones, you don't even have an opportunity to get the points at it. So that's the big one for us, yeah. All right, you guys have an awesome day.
All right.
See ya.